Welcome to West Indian Rhythms, my brother. Not the first time, but on Zoom. Come on, I'm not hearing Dennis's voice. Where's Drew? He's hiding from me. Dennis, turn on your phone or something.
It's good now, I think.
All right. Speak closely. Pretend you're singing at the Curry House on a Saturday evening when all of us are inebriated. How you doing, my brethren?
I'm all right. I can't complain. I'm all right.
You shouldn't complain because, boy, you're looking like a sweet 16, man. You look younger than Pete, you know. What the hell you guys from St. Lucia eating?
The sulfur spring.
I will agree. The sulfur spring. That's beautiful.
When you went to St. Lucia, you should have gone there. And then.
Yes, I went and my color became gray, white, pink, black, blue. But it was nice. No, I'm not lying. Now, you're one person, you may not know this, but I've admired you over the years because you're consistent. You never let anything get in your way. And it's beautiful. I like entertainers like that. I have a friend, George Fennell. He's like that. You know, he doesn't worry about what people have to say and so forth and so forth. Now, what I want you to do, Dennis, is take my listeners and I back to your land of birth and, you know, what Dennis James did, what elementary school, what whatever you went to, what did you do as a young man? Did you want to sing all your life?
Well, growing up in St. Lucia, at the time when I really wanted to sing, there wasn't much. So it was a struggle in the beginning. We didn't have much places to have shows and things. But lately, I think in the late 60s, things started happening. And then when I was brave enough to enter the competition in the Calypso.
How old were you then?
I was in my teens.
Right.
So there was this Calypso show that I wanted to sing so much.
Right.
That I went into the competition. And I remember that perfectly well in the town hall. I rehearsed. Everything was good. But the day of the show, the first time I'm singing in front of an audience, and stretch, I panic. After the first verse, I changed key.
I'm laughing because I know what you're saying. Go ahead.
The third verse, I went higher. So when the crowd started to laugh at me, I ran through the back and jumped the wall. I stayed inside for a week.
Hiding.
My sister came home and saw me at home for the week. And she couldn't understand how come Dennis is home. So she asked me what went on. So I told her. So she went to the promoter and asked the promoter if it's okay for me to come back and sing.
Yes.
So I went back and I sang. And I did it good. And I said, never me again in Calypso music. And that was it.
You know something? I'm laughing, right? Because in my days in Jamaica, right, I really never had that problem. But in my days in Jamaica, we would play what they call street dances, right? For political parties. We did that a lot. We'd travel and all that. And if a person wanted to be on the street dance, they had to come there at 5 in the evening and rehearse a little with our guitarist. Now, when they did that, and, you know, they're so confident. I remember this guy, I'm looking at him now in his tight pants. And, yeah, man, it's no problem, man. No problem. I could do that. And he's singing, and he started off, and the voice started to go higher and higher. And my guitarist is trying to figure out this guy key. And at one point, he said, no, he stopped the band. That guy took off just like you, and I never saw him again until about 5 years after. So I know the feeling. I know the feeling. So singing back home. In St. Lucia, what would a 12-year-old do? Because there's so much mountains, so much, you know, so much adventure. What would valleys and all that? What would a 12-year-old do?
We were more into sports,
yes,
I think, at that age. But
I dragged
when it
out.
To the entertainment part, we wasn't there. We didn't have much of that.
No.
But everybody wanted to play soccer or cricket because they're sports.
Mm-hmm.
But it's later in the, I would say in the late 60s, early 70s, that's when the music really started pushing out.
Yes. And, you know, did they have a lot of bands and all that in St. Lucia? Sorry.
St. Lucia. Yeah, we had quite a few. But don't forget, in those days, these bands didn't have singers. They were just, you know, just music. So we had quite a few. And then, like I said, in the 70s, that's when the singing, that's when they actually began accepting vocalists.
Mm.
And then that's how it started. That's how we think.
So what kind of music didn't have vocalists then? That's what I want to know.
They would play the calypso music, everything without vocal.
What is the name of your music? Like in Haiti, I guess it's a compa. What would it be in St. Lucia?
Well, we do the same. You have to realize that we were part French. So we always used to...
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
The zouk.
The zouk, yes.
The zouk. So this is more or less what you would do.
Nice. And you know, my good friend Pete, sometimes when he wants to curse me off, he start to speak in...
Creole.
He curses me off in Creole. And I'm saying, talk English. He says, no, this is Montreal, Quebec. I'm only kidding. I'm making up that story. I'm my friend Pete. But no. Is that the main language in St. Lucia, Creole?
No, English is our main language. But it's only lately they started bringing the French because everybody wants to write the French because most of us could speak it, but most of us cannot write it. So now they're bringing these things up now in St. Lucia.
All right.
So the radio stations, the news, they read the news in Creole and things like that now. So they're pushing it for the two
languages. Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They're reading the news in Creole?
Yeah, some stations.
But, you know, I have no problem with that because, you know, Dennis, a lot of people, we don't have we have what is called patois. And a lot of people are not proud of it. You know, I'm looking up on this thing here and I'm seeing someone, Mr. Emil Barakat. I'm going to let him direct a question at you because he had told me some time ago that you had written a song about him. Why would you want to write a song about an ugly white guy? And I'm here, a good-looking black Jamaican, and you never wrote a song about me.
That was a very long time ago.
That must be, because I have to blackmail you now.
Tiffany.
In those days, I had a ponytail, remember?
What?
And now because of COVID-19, I'm letting my hair grow back again.
Because of COVID?
Yes. Back to the future.
What was the name of the song, Emil?
I think it was Barakat.
Barakat.
Oh, what? Give me a... How you never send that so I could play it? You see that? Dennis, you're hiding. You could have sent it to me. Let me play Barakat. Sing a verse.
I don't remember.
You see that?
I don't remember. You know what? Emil Barakat.
Mm-hmm.
If you want a good lawyer.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't remember everything.
And the chorus was Barakat. They kept repeating Barakat. and Pete sent me a video. There was a video on YouTube with you singing and me dancing beside you.
What? All of that went on?
Yes.
Dennis,
that was at Tiffany.
Dennis, we have to have some investigation here, man. I didn't know all of that was happening.
I tried to find the video and I couldn't find it.
Those were the days, huh?
Those were the days. Yeah. I have to say thank you, Emil. And, you know, as you said, those were the days I think of us. Because... for those of you who are not from Montreal, folks, I must tell you, we had a restaurant. It's still here. I have never been back since they changed management. But this is where we all hung out on a Saturday night. And there was a band called Jab Jab that we all hung out there. And we'd sing. Dennis would come and pop his music. And nobody wanted to sing after Dennis because it was so good. And we would sing and enjoy ourselves. The lawyer would come trying to lawyer in the curry house when everybody was drunk. And it was like that in Montreal until COVID, until they got rid of that business.
Friday night was Curry House and Saturday night was Tiffany's.
Yes, yes. Those were good days. Anyway, Emil, thank you very much. And a famous last word, say thank you for singing about me, Dennis James.
Oh, yeah, thank you. I mean... I even sent it to a friend in Florida, and she laughed. She said it was really neat, and she wanted me to get a CD of it.
What? Boy, Dennis, I ain't getting nothing. You're getting everything. Come on for the people and Zoom, Mr. Emil. I call in your poor Emil. Thanks, Emil.
Thank you very much for the song. I really appreciated it.
Wow.
No problem.
Anyway, folks, for those of you who do not know that, that's Mr. Emil Barkat, immigration lawyer who works with the community here, and he's been a backbone for us all. So back to you now, Mr. Dennis James. So you're in beautiful St. Lucia, relaxing, going in the sulfur, going in the bath, going here, going there, and all of a sudden, you make up your mind, you come into Canada. Let me hear this music. What?
This is my story.
Hold on there, Dennis. Let me just ask you something. Who do your music, man? Because somehow it kind of have a... Hey, oh, God. The old man want dance, man. Who do your music?
Ozzy Gurley.
Ozzy Gurley from St. Vincent in Toronto.
Yeah.
What was the name of the band he was in? He was in the Touch. A Touch? Yes.
No, not Touch.
Is that Touch? I gonna find out because that's one of my favorite musicians. So I gonna rewind this and you and I gonna shut my mouth and listen to your story because me wanna know your story. This is Mr. Dennis James and it's all about his story and I'm going to let him confirm some of these things he's singing about. He can't run away because we have him on camera.
Many, many years ago, I packed my bags, I had to go.
Oh, yes.
As I searched for a better life, I went to America, then I moved to Canada, and settled down as man and wife. But Shagway stopped hitting. St. Lucia is where I want to be. My grandchildren say, Papa, please don't leave. But if I don't go, my heart would grieve. You take a man out of the country.
Yes, sir.
But not the country out.
Damn, is there an immigrant out there who can't sing the song? Is there an immigrant out there who cannot sing the song? Because we all went through this. Hey!
St. Lucia is my paradise.
Jamaica is my paradise.
St. Lucia will always be.
I think I'm loving this interview too much in it. Don't come back here in Dennis James. My God.
Understand, because we live in a foreign land. But that is not reality. Desperation and despair affecting people everywhere. And it is right there for all to see.
Yes!
We're not saying it's perfection. But for me,
you know, I will play this song over because I do play this song over and over. Eh? And Dennis James, I gotta tell you, you wrote this song?
I must say, I always start writing my song. I'm not a writer.
Right.
But I would always start my song. I get the verse, I get the chorus, and I might get a second verse. And then I turn it up to a professional. I met this Barbadian guy in Toronto called Kevin Padmore.
Padmore, yes, I know Kevin. You know something? Don't say you're not a writer, because you are. Maybe you can't... Me, I'm not a writer because the first three lines and I forget what I just sang, right? But you, I mean, You know, what you're saying there, all we have to do is change the name, whether it be St. Lucia, Jamaica. Just change the name from St. Lucia to Jamaica, to Barbados, wherever. Because we all went through that, my friend. But you know what? We became men growing up in this country. And you said something about married in this song. Not married is the word. You became husband or wife or whatever. Did you bring your wife with you when you were leaving St. Lucia?
No, she came up first and I came up after.
You couldn't make the woman just get some like a fresh air or something, man? Oh, God. So Mrs. James came up after. How many kids you have?
I got three, and they're in Toronto.
They're in Toronto?
Seven grandchildren.
What? Oh, God. Seven grandchildren. Boy, I have two, you know, and is my life. So how do you manage seven?
Well, before the COVID, we used to go up there quite often to be with them.
Mm-hmm.
But from since COVID came, it just have to be telephone calls and things like that.
I know the feeling, boy. Believe you me. I'm kind of lucky because mine is right 15, 20 blocks away from me. So I find all the excuses to go look for them. You know what I mean? Because grandchildren are a blessing.
True, true.
All right. So you say you don't write, but you write a verse and a chorus.
Yeah, I always do. You know, the verse and the chorus, and maybe I'll start the second verse. Because I know where I want my story to go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Padmore would help me complete the song.
So is each of your songs are stories?
More or less, yeah.
You wouldn't look at a joker like Stretch and say, let me make a song out for him. Because you know, go ahead.
I'm not that a writer.
Ah.
I'm not that a writer. I cannot just make a song on something like that.
Well, you and get the rhythm come, and then you make the song?
They kind of like come together. They kind of like come together to me. And another thing, Stretch, I don't play no instrument.
I was about to ask you that. What instruments do you play?
I don't play nothing. I just play the fool.
Dennis, this is a serious interview, okay?
Serious.
All right.
There's a Barbadian guy, a top-class Barbadian musician. He used to play with the Merrymen and things like that back in Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
He approached me one time and he asked me which instrument I play. I told him I don't play instrument. And he looked at me and said, but how do you write all these songs? I tell him, well, I don't know. We're all blessed in our different ways.
Exactly.
You know, and this is mine. I get mine like that. So I go to a professional to help me. Like the last two songs I wrote there, the Christmas songs.
Yeah.
I sang it. And then I sent it to Ozzy and everything was okay.
Speaking of Christmas, what does Christmas mean to you, Dennis James?
Well, Christmas is a time of
reflection,
celebrating the family thing. Sometimes, well, I think for a lot of people, the time we acknowledge that there is a Christ, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's more celebration, getting the family together. But now it's a little
commercialized
because of the COVID, you know, and things like that.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people can't visit you like they would before. You know what I'm saying? So things have changed a lot. So Christmas is a distant thing, you know, by phone, you know.
It's, you know, this COVID has taught us a lot, you know, because I personally would love to have a close contact with my family. But I'm fooling myself, you know what I mean, with my family and friends. I go see my grandkids, my daughter and my son-in-law and so forth. But it's not easy, Dennis. It's a mental thing. And now they're telling us about some other one started in South Africa.
Yeah.
So that means, you know, we think we were going to come into, not say the end, but, you know, and now we're starting all over again. So you know what, Dennis James will have to sit somewhere. I saw where you said you recorded on your software, whatever it is. So we can expect more music from Dennis James.
I don't know. It's when I get it.
Oh, you mean you don't know? We want you to sing. That's what I'm saying. Sing about this. Sing about this interview, how Stretch tried to make a fool of me and I wouldn't allow it. And, yeah. No, don't do that, please.
But
no.
You know, Stretch, mm-hmm. You know, one of the nicest thing is Ozzy does the music, everything in Toronto. And I stay here in my basement by myself.
Technology.
And I put my voice down.
Yes, technology, my brother.
And I set the music. You know, I never did anything like that before. But, you know, I said I had to do that. And the last few songs I've been recording, I did that. I do the voice all by myself. And I send the voice to Ozzy. And
you know, I got to ask you this. Because Ozzy Gurley is, by the way, he's from St. Vincent. And is somebody I met years ago. And I've always had the utmost respect for him because he's not only a gentleman because he doesn't say much. He stands in the corner. He doesn't show that, listen, I know what you guys are doing on that board, etc. He's a polite person, and I am totally impressed by that. But, you know, Ozzy need to drag you more. Now that you have a studio in your basement, I'm trying to make one in my basement that I can sing like Dennis James or something. And, you know, write more songs about Stretch. Stretch needs to get into your song. How can Emil get into your song and I can't? That's not fair. Anyway.
It wasn't me who wrote it. No, it was Pete who wrote it. So that's
Pete Douglas? I got to talk to him. He will be one of my next interviews. But, you know, I respect you guys in every sense of the word because, you know, to be honest with you, this is my second Montreal interview, apart from the younger generation who, you know, it's hard to relate to. But you guys, I did one last week and I was totally happy with this lady. And this week, I am not saying yet if I'm happy with Dennis James. But one thing I want to know, Dennis. Singing in a band, right? Would you have a choice of a band? Or, you know, why I'm asking this question, I was in a band and I had a keyboard player. And if you said, the road is rough, he would go, and he would be off on his own. Singing in a band, is it difficult for you?
It all depends on the musicians. You get some musicians a stretch that would work with you, that would be there to follow you. You make a you go off or something like that. Depends on the musician.
True. Well, you know, I want to ask you something. We joke around because this is us. This is us, folks. True. For those of you who are joining us on a radio station, WFFR, all the way in beautiful sun. Where are you again? Washington, D.C.? This is how we live. You're looking at one of my Lyman partners, as the Trinidadians would say. We had good fun. Now, Dennis James, what is in the future for Dennis James? I want to know.
That I cannot tell. I have to look at Stretch in a month and a half time, you know, I'll be 75.
Get out. Stop showing off the money. Oh, God, Dennis. Move. You look like 69, okay? Just say 69. No bother with the 75 thing, all right? Oh, God, you look good, boy.
At my age, I have to slow down whatever I'm doing.
Slow down? Why you want to do that?
I just figured, you know, it's time, you know.
Why?
To slow down.
Slow down in singing. Have you lost an octave in your voice since the age of 20?
I don't know.
You should know.
I can't hit the high notes like before, but I still have my voice, you know.
Of course you do. That's why I haven't, all the songs I've heard, I haven't heard Dennis James taking a deep breath for Rennie. All of them seems to be nice. But, you know, I got to touch on this. On your gospel album, I totally love that. But I'm not playing it for the people to hear today. I'll play it when you're not here because you might gloat. And I don't want no gloat in here with me today. What made Dennis James do a gospel album?
I think it was time for me to do that. Don't forget, when we were growing up home, we had this music around us all the time. We had the music on the streets in St. Lucia with the Salvation Army to be playing the sounds, you know, somebody touch me, somebody touch me.
Go ahead, sing. Go ahead, brother. Lay it on me, please. Lay it on me. Somebody touch me. Me say, sing this song. You want to understand Jamaican patois? Sing this song. Somebody lay it on me. Oh, God, Dennis.
Stretch, and as a young boy, I used to follow the Salvation Army.
Yes.
You know, they would play on different corners of the streets.
Yes. Oh, God, and yes.
At the end of them playing, they would march back to the Salvation Army.
Hustle, yes.
And I used to walk behind them as a little boy, just hearing the. They had a guy by the name of Harry, and this man had a voice stretch. If he sing in one corner, you could hear him way down on the other corner. And I used to follow these people.
Give me an example, no man. Oh, I mean, God. Somebody.
Somebody touch me.
Yes.
Somebody touch me.
Yes.
Somebody touch my soul.
Oh, God.
When I was praying. Mm-hmm. Praying to Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Somebody touch my soul.
Yes, sir. Somebody touch me. Hold on, man. Hold on. We have time limit on this thing. But that is what life was about growing up in the islands. We had a church in Maypin, where I grew up, that we used to go sit in front because the church could only hold like 12, 15 people. And if you don't go there like from 4 o'clock in the morning, you can't get in. But the music.
True.
He is welcome to my soul. Chicka, chicka, chicka. Tambourine. They don't have nothing else, just a tambourine. And believe you me, Dennis, you see like how you love the Salvation Army thing? I love that. I'd find myself down there 5 o'clock Sunday evening just to listen to these ladies. They call them tie-up head because they head tie-up with you. But, you know, Dennis, you can't leave me without singing something for my audience here on West Indian Rhythms on CKUT. Sing a favorite song of yours. Hymn, song, whatever.
But Stretch, you have the...
Me no, no button and no nothing. I have the music that I'm going to play, but I want people to hear this man's voice because it's not easy. I'm waiting.
I play one of the records.
Sorry. No. I ain't playing nothing until Dennis J. All right, give me 2 notes. Jeez, me have to pull teeth. What song would you sing as a 20-year-old? What was your favorite song, 20, 30-year-old?
Forever, my darling.
Whoa.
My love will be true.
Yes, sir.
Always and forever.
Yes, son.
I love just you.
Yes.
That was my favorite song.
Yeah. Forever, my darling. Me did love that too, you know. Anyway, Dennis James, Stretch shot too much, you know what I mean? But listen, I love talking to my people from Maypin, Montreal. Don't worry. Dennis, I'm elated because I had a beautiful experience last week with Shaki Alain, and now I'm having one with Dennis James, and I am totally, totally, totally grateful because you know what? CKUT looks for depth, vision. You know, whether you want to believe, whether anybody out there want to believe, we firmly believe in our station. Christmas in St. Lucia. What was it like?
Very nice, very nice, very nice. Family, family.
Family.
Family, all kind of things. Oh, every time is family.
Oh, number God. One. Family and friends. I grew up without my mom and dad because they died at a young age, two months and 11 days apart. But, you know, I had family that I didn't know. And they would Did you drink any kind of alcohol, any kind of wine, any kind? And let's be honest here now.
Oh, yeah, I drank my rum and coke, man.
Rum and coke? Oh, I was expecting some kind of thing your grandmother can't cook up.
No, that's my rum and coke. That was
just some rum. All right. Christmas in St. Lucia. Let's give a listen. This is Dennis James, one of the finest singers here in Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And if you ever come here and you see the Dennis James name appearing anywhere, just go. You won't regret it. Christmas in the beautiful Isles of St. Lucia.
Dis-moi si vous parlez.
Oui.
Vous savez, Noël qu'a fini. Dis-moi si tout bagay a fini. Bagay comme l'oseille. Je jambe. Je vois. Pas oublié, bon dia.
There's a scandal laughing.
Dis-moi si ma gère a bouilli. Nous caille passé bon caille là. Et bien cadeau nous pour Noël là. Nous caille danser ma gère.
Dennis James, it's coming up to the time when we have to say goodbye to you. But I just want to say, you know, it's a pleasure. And I'm going to have you and Pete sitting side by side one of these days because I need to talk to the two of you. It's on a can lie. That's what I'm trying to say. If you tell a lie, he's going to, oh, God, it's a lie. But no, I'm enjoying talking to you guys. I've always respected you as an artist. And Dennis James, any famous last words you want to tell your people? We want to know what's down the road for you doing them.
I don't know. I cannot say now. But whatever happened, everybody will know. And I want to say to Stretch, I want to thank you very much for giving me that opportunity.
You're going to come back here, whether you want to or not. I'm bringing Pete. I'm going to send Pete to come get you in his Uber taxi.
For allow me to be on Zoom. First time on Zoom.
Oh, don't pull my tongue, you know, because I was about to say something and I forget we have decent people listening. But anyway, Dennis James, I want to thank you, my friend. Believe you me, I certainly enjoyed talking with you, although I did half of the talking, more than half of the talking. But it was nice being with you. I miss the comradeship of the Curry House with us on a Friday night, Saturday night. Saturday night, we'd be at Tiffany's. Now they rent out Tiffany's, no more Tiffany's. So I don't know. You know, I mean, the young people here in Montreal wouldn't know how and where to enjoy themselves. So I thank you, my brother.
Thank you very much,
sir. All right. You're coming back, you know. In the new year, you're coming back. You'll make it?
As long as Stretch calls me, I'll be there.
Thank you. Now me feel... I feel good. That Drew kind of hide from me. But that's all right, Mr. Drew. Go ahead. Hide. Dennis James. Beautiful vocalist here in the city of Montreal. And I just want to say many thanks to him. And one of the songs he had done was this song. Let me just touch on a verse of this. West Indians Unite. Oh, there is Joe pushing up his ugly face all of a sudden, hiding from me.
After all these years of living on this land, we ain't going nowhere, not even a plan. We keep
yes.
fighting, putting one another down. I want to know how long this thing can go on. Just because your island is bigger than mine. Small island, you keep calling me all the time. St. Lucia come from, St. Lucia born, and I know damn well you're proud of. The Barbadians, Vincent Church, cash flow, but every year we are in begging for a little dough. Every year people pay
so true.
For their renting. We don't even have we own to do we own betting. But we sit back, we fussing, and brother, we fighting. Guess who making the profit? And guess who doing the banking? I went to a place for the final competition. I swear I was in jail, so much damn restriction. West Indians are begging you to unite. You see this flag waving, they're taking we nowhere. I'm begging you to unite. Let's come together and show Canada that we do care. I'm begging you to unite. I say Antiguans, Dominicans, I'm begging you to unite.
I'm begging you to unite. Unite they did in Barbados just a day or two ago, a day ago on Friday, when he put him to rest. I want to talk to Drew. I want to talk to Drew a little bit here because I know he's still hurting. And what can I say? I would love to hold his hand and say, brother, yeah, I know it's rough and thing. But John Doe, I'm sure he's a radio man. He would understand. Drew. I am doing all right. How are you doing?
I'm fine, you know.
All right.
The cloud has passed.
The cloud has passed. Yeah. The man himself has gone home to his maker.
Yeah. I think sometimes that's the closing chapter in all of this, in the whole situation. You know what I mean? Because when you get the news of death, it hits you. You know what I mean? And I think the second phase is when they start to make the funeral arrangements, when you know that person is going to be laid to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think the cloud kind of like pass when that day comes that you know that they've been laid to rest.
Folks, in case you're just joining us, he's talking about one of his extremely great friend. Not good, great friend, who worked at a radio station in beautiful Barbados, and he had a heart attack at the tender age of 46.
47.
And Barbados hasn't gotten over it yet. It's like listening to your favorite sportscaster as well as your favorite radio man in the. Now, I tell you a little story with Drew and John Doe and what happened. Drew was texting back and forth with him on this particular day. His last text was what? 2-something?
Yeah, I think it was about 140 Canadian.
And he didn't get a reply because they're always talking about music, how they'd like to put Stretch on a record. No, I'm only kidding. They were talking about drum plates and what have you. And 140, didn't hear, he didn't answer. 3:30, somebody text you or call you?
Yeah, I'm going to call up just after 3 o'clock. You know what I mean?
To say the man has died.
After 3 o'clock, telling me that, a good one of the artists from Barbados, I'll call his name, Versi Wild. If you're a Bajan, you know who he is.
Mm-hmm.
He actually called me and told me that, Drew, I just heard something. So I was like, what's that? He's like, oh, I just heard that John's sick and he passed away. I said, John's sick and passed away. I spoke to John all day. You know what I mean? Because we were messing each other from each other. We spoke a little bit and then we were texting each other back and forth. And so he was like, oh, I just heard this and, you know, I think it's something you should look into, you know what I mean? And I looked at my phone, I goes, well, the last time I spoke to John was a little bit over an hour ago. You know what I mean? When did the person say that he passed?
Well, that is rough.
Yeah, and then he said, well, look into it, you know what I mean? So by the time I hang up the phone from him, I got a call from another entertainer in Barbados. You know what I mean? He's like, Drew, what's going on? You know, I heard I'm here at the studio and they say John passed away. And I told him, well, if anybody will know if John passed away, I have to call his right hand man in Montreal. Let me call Drew and see what's really going on. So at that point now, I kind of took the news a little bit more serious and started to look into it. You know what I mean? Facebook, social media sometimes comes in really handy. So when I checked online, he was online like 2 hours ago. And that's the last time we spoke. So then I decided to like call his wife. You know what I mean? And calling one's wife, I can't call your wife Stretch and said, I heard Howard pass away.
Yeah, you don't want to ask that question, boy.
Exactly. You know what I mean? But, you know, when she finally answered the phone and I said, Trace, what's up? You know, she said, yeah. I said, it's Drew. She said, yeah, Drew. I said, what's going on? She said, yeah. You know what I mean? And from the song in her voice, you know what I mean? Because I'm debating now. You know, I don't know if they're together. I don't know if maybe this happened and she got news already, and I don't want to be the one that's bringing this news to her.
Right.
And you know what I mean? Just from the song in her voice, I said, Trace. She said, yeah, Drew. I said, I just got a couple phone calls from Barbados saying that Warren passed away, because she doesn't call him John Doe. She calls him Warren, saying that Warren passed away. And she was like, yeah, Drew, it's true. So it's what happened? She goes, he collapsed and he had a heart attack and he passed away. So I said, where are you guys? She goes, I'm at the hospital. I goes, could they do anything? You know, I mean, are they trying to revive him? She goes, no, Drew, he's gone, you know?
Yeah.
So that was it. And since then, Barbados has been, it's been a little bit of a stake.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I wouldn't say Barbados, I'll say throughout the whole Caribbean, because it's a shame that people don't know your real value until you're gone.
That's always the case. You know, I've learned that Michael Manley was somebody that I hero worshipped. And I watched him because I always dreamt that I wanted to be the next Michael Manley. All right, how he dressed, how he looked, et cetera, et cetera. And when he passed, it was like something that was removed from me. You know what I mean? You can't control that. And listen to me, my condolences to you. But, you know, I wouldn't mope too much, because I'm sure he's sitting up there trying to tell you, Drew, stay strong and move forward. I know that was one of your best friends, but it's easier said than done. But don't be afraid to take up the baton and run with it, because I'm sure he would love it. All right?
Well, of course, Stretch. That must happen. You know, he has left a legacy behind, and that legacy must live on through music. You know what I mean? And
for sure.
That will happen. You know what I mean?
Don't be afraid to mention his name.
No. It would take a little while, because he's unreplaceable. Like, I know that you saw some of the service, some of his funeral service.
Yes. Oh, that was too much for me.
Very touching.
Very touching.
Yeah. You know what I mean? That's what we would say about that. But John, rest in peace, my brother.
Yes, rest in peace, my brother. And John would want me to ask you this question. Who do we have on next week, Saturday?
Next week, Saturday, we're actually going to have an artist from Barbados by the name of Just D. If you're Bajan, or you know what I mean, one of the real upcoming talents out of Barbados. He's not only
an artist,
green.
He's
a producer.
He's fresh and green?
Not really fresh and green. He's been on the scene for a little bit, I'll say maybe 4 or 5 years.
He's still fresh and green, trust me.
He's been making some waves. You
Good.
Know what I mean? So we'll talk to him maybe.
All right.
You never know. John might come up, because, you know, John played a big part in a lot of these guys' career.
Of course. He made and he broke. I saw one guy giving a speech. Yeah, you said it was Rupee, I think. And he said after he sent his thing to John, and John came back and said so and so. He said, my God, John Doe was my, you know, he was.
Stretch, I can tell you one thing with John. He was a professionist at his work, you know what I mean? Like sometimes we would send for dub plates and the quality wasn't good. John wasn't touching it to mix it. He wouldn't put his print on something that's not worth it.
It's me too. I just can't do that. This is why, you know, I had the opportunity to sing with a lot of people and I wouldn't touch it, because my blood wouldn't allow it. Drew, I'm going to get into a little bit of soca before you and your friends storm my house and say, why don't you play soca because you're in your house? And Nicholas is there fuming. He took off his shoes ready to throw at me. So we got to go. All right. So, for those of you who want to get something laid back and nice in the Sunday morning, check into Drew at what time?
Yeah, I'm going to be on. I'm going to go back to my Facebook Live. A lot of people have been requesting the Facebook Live, but I'm also live Reggae Global Radio. You guys could download the app every Sunday morning, Breakfast with Drew, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m.
Beautiful.
You know, giving you that sweet lovers rock culture vibe, something to soothe your breakfast down nice on a Sunday.
Oh, God, Dunna, man.
then I've got to put on my Sunday morning voice.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Another day, another sunshine. Another
yes, sir. As long as the sunshine is out there, we're okay. All right, my brethren, this is DJ Nicholas. Wendy, I'm in IRM. DJ Nicholas, could you play the music, sir? Where is the music, Nicholas? Not getting no music from Mr. Nicholas. Soka, here we go. Everything is up. I ain't getting no mix, no sound from Mr. Nicholas' music. Folks, he sent me the music today, and I guess he had a problem with it. So you know what? Let me find something else. Why am I not getting any sound from the system all of a sudden? Everything is up. Know your line stretch. Let me go back to DJ Nicholas.
90.3 FM.
I know me boy now, let me down, you know.
90.3 FM.
Well, this is a real soca para.
5:44 in the PM hours. My name is Howard Carr. On the mix, in the mix.
Let me go.
I'm Trinidadian. I said Stretch wouldn't play a nut like this, but you know Nicholas, he plays everything from out of the Caribbean, standing tall, all 5'2" of it. He's gonna kill me. Here we go. This is Barra. This is Kenny G. Send greetings out to Mr. White from the staff at Arthur Lindsay and your friend Colin, all right? Can't go wrong when you go to Arthur Lindsay. Tell everybody and anybody Stretch said that. CKUT! I wanna play! 90.3 FM.
One-sided shoe, but
just like carnival. If you see a people paralleling, like it is Sunday morning, this Christmas is back and now. This Christmas like carnival. If you see a people paralleling, this is Christmas morning. Yes, they're sure to be there. They didn't go a fest, neither a festival. They better stay at home. Christmas bacchanal. This Christmas is bacchanal. This Christmas like carnival. If you see and people running like it's Tuesday morning. This Christmas is bacchanal. This Christmas like carnival. If you see and people running, this is Christmas morning.
Wait, hey, hey, all you wake up, wake up. Let me play go proud, boy.
Let me go. Hey, it was Christmas morning. Man, I hear it a talking. Someone start listening to hear what they were saying.
What they say?
And I couldn't take no more. What? And I open up my door. What's my neighbor Mary, who living next to me? I say, girl, where you come here for?
Where you want?
But before I close up my door, she said, man, like you forget already.
Tell me.
Let me refresh your memory.
Hey.
90.3 FM. West Indian Rhythms, 90.3 FM.
That's a sweet mix of my DJ. Stuck in it drinks. Are we that, you know? It's 3 minutes to the hour of 6 o'clock, and jump into the reggae at that time. You're listening to the one of the finest DJs in the city, and I can safely say that the reason being that he can entertain all age groups. He can play for the young, the old, and the medium, and what have you. I can tell you because I've experienced all three of them, and I've seen his reaction, the reaction of people in his crowd. So remember, you locked into CKUT, WFFR, Sunshine Radio, in beautiful Washington, D.C. You can check them out on the net, or you can just listen to them as you feel like. Don't be shy. We come your way every Saturday, 4 until 7. We are the People's Station. People's Station. Because we believe in doing it. It's not about us. Doing this program is not about me or us. It's about you, the people who listens. Because in the long run, you're the people who are going to say, well done. And we like that. We love the well done. The ego is not there for me. I don't know for the rest of the guys, but not there for me. All right. I'm so proud of Kevin Smith. Maga Kier, he gave back that $700 when he could have taken it and invited me for a lobster dinner. Not once, but maybe three times. Anyway, it's coming up to, what time is it now? A minute to the hour. And I remembered that I didn't play some of the commercials in the first hour. Nicholas, why I gonna have to cut you? Because, you know, I have to play some commercials, you know what I mean?
I'm Martin Carly, and I like to popularize science. Vaccination against COVID-19 for children aged 5 to 11 has begun. As parents, you may be asking if your child will receive the same vaccine as adults. The vaccine used for children younger than 12 years old contains a smaller amount of mRNA because children's immune systems respond better than those of adults. And even though they're given smaller doses, the vaccine is just as effective.
For more information, visit quebec.ca/youthvaccine. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
We've never met, and to be honest, we probably never will. That's not really important. But there are probably people out there who are important to you, who are reluctant to get the COVID-19 vaccine for themselves and for their children. We all have our reasons. But if we take the time to listen to others